latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Manchester City will try and sign Alexis Sanchez in January, but will not be willing to pay anything more than £20 million, apparently. City ran out of time when trying to sign the Arsenal star before last week's transfer deadline. Reports arrived suggesting they will try again in the new year. However, the figure on offer will be nowhere near the £50 million they were willing to pay last week, as he's due to fall out of contract at the end of the season and will be able to walk away on a free transfer. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger has always said he's willing to run the risk of that happening, but the board at the Gunners may well have a change of heart when it's £20 million or nothing. It looks highly unlikely that Sanchez will put pen to paper on a new deal, and it's thought a move to City, where he would link up with Pep Guardiola again, will happen at some point in his future. Rumours still are rife of a possible move for Raheem Sterling in the opposite direction. Moving on, Ike Gundogan could make his first return after 10 months when City host Liverpool this weekend. The 26-year-old suffered knee ligament damage playing against Watford back in December last year, which brought an end to his debut season at the Etihad following his £20 million move from Borussia Dortmund last summer. He's put himself back in the frame for the visit of his old manager Jurgen Klopp after suffering no reaction from a 60-minute run-out last week for City's elite development squad, although it is very early in his return and he's probably going to be given a lot more time reserve-wise. But he's back on the field and back playing. Finally today, City are reported to be among a number of clubs watching Toby Alderweireld's situation at Tottenham.